भगवते वासुदेवाया ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 32 द हमजा गुया प्रेयर्स असिति I'm sorry. Astiti, nastiti, cha vastu, nistayor, eka, stayor, bina, virudha, dharmano, avekshitram, avekshitam, kinchana, Yoga, Sankalpa, Samam, Param, Hi, Anakulam, Brihat, Tat, Astiti, Nastiti, Javastu, Nistayo, Ekastayor, Minavirada, Dharmano, Avekshitam kinchana yoga sankhyaya samam param hi anakulam brihattat astiti nastiti cha vastu nistayo ekastayor vina virudha dharmano Avekshitam kinchana yoga sankhyayo samam parami anukulam brihattat astitam nastitam cha vastu nistayo ekastayor bina virudha dharmano Avekshitam kinchana yoga sankhyaya samam parami anukulam brihattat astiti nastiti cha vastu nistayor Ekastayor vina viruda dharmano Vekshitam kinchana yoga sankhyayo Sankam paramiyana kulam brihattat Astiti nastiti cha vastu nistayor Ekastayor vina viruda dharmano Avekshitam kinchana yoga sankhyayo Samam param yanakulam brihattat Astiti nastiti cha vastu nistayor Ekastitor vina viruda dharmano Avekshitam kinchana yoga sankhyayo Samam param anukulam brihattat Matajis Astiti nastiti cha vastu nistayor Ekastayor vina viruda dharmano Avekshitam kinchana yoga sankhyayo Sankam param yanukulam brihattat Astiti nastiti cha vastu nistayor Kastayor vina viruda dharmano avekshitam kinchana yoga sankhyayo samam param hi anukulam brihattat asti, there is, iti, thus, na, not, asti, there is, iti, thus, cha, and, vastunistayo, professing knowledge of the ultimate cause, ekastayo, with one and the same subject matter, establishing Brahman, vina, demonstrating different, viruddha dharmano, and opposing characteristics, avekshitam, perceived, kinchana, that something which, yoga sankhyayo, of mystic yoga and the Sankhya philosophy, analysis of the ways of nature, samam, the same, param, transcendental, he, indeed, anakulam, dwelling place, brihattat, that ultimate cause. Translation. There are two parties, namely the theists and the atheists. The theist who accepts the supersoul finds the spiritual cause through mystic yoga. The Shankhyite, however, who merely analyzes the material elements, comes to a conclusion of impersonalism and does not accept a supreme cause, whether Bhagavan, Paramatma, or even Brahman. Instead, he is preoccupied with the superfluous external activities of material nature. Ultimately, however, both parties demonstrate the absolute truth because although they offer opposing statements, their object is the same ultimate cause. They are both approaching the same Supreme Brahman, to whom I offer my respectful obeisances. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, there are two sides to this argument. Some say that the Absolute has no form, nirakar, and others say the Absolute has a form, sakara. Therefore, the word form is the common factor, although some accept it, asti or astika, whereas others try to negate it, nasti or nastika. Since the devotee considers the word form, akar, the common factor for both, he offers his respectful obeisances to the form, although others may go on arguing about whether the Absolute has a form or not. In this verse, the word yoga sankhyayo is very important. Yoga means bhakti yoga. Yoga means bhakti yoga because yogis also accept the existence of the all-pervading supersoul and try to see the supreme soul within their hearts. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.1, dhyanavastitena tadganatena manasapasyanti yam yogina. The yogi tries to come directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee tries to come directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas the yogi tries to find the supersoul within the heart by meditation. Thus, both directly and indirectly, yoga means bhakti yoga. Sankhya, however, means physical study of the cosmic situation through speculative knowledge. This is generally known as jnana shastra. The Sankhyites are attached to the impersonal Brahman, but the absolute truth is known in three ways. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti Sabyate. The absolute truth is one, but some accept him as impersonal Brahman, some as the supersoul existing everywhere, and some as Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The central point is the absolute truth. Although the impersonalists and personalists fight with one another, they focus upon the same Parabrahman, the same absolute truth. In the Yoga Shastras, Krishna is described as follows. Krishnam Pisangam Varam Ambujekshanam Chaturbhujam Sankhya Kadadi Udayudham. Thus the pleasing appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's bodily features, his limbs and his dress are described. The Shankya Shastra, however, denies the existence of the Lord's transcendental form. The Shankya Shastra says that the Supreme Absolute Truth has no hands, no legs, and no name. He, Anama Rupa Guna, Panipadam Achakshur Ashrotam, Ekam Advitiyam Apinama Ruparikam Nasti. The Vedic mantra says, Apani Pado Javano Grahita. The Supreme Lord has no legs and hands, but he can accept whatever is offered to him. Actually, such statements accept that the Supreme has hands and legs, but deny that he has material hands and legs. This is why the Absolute is called Aprakrita. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has a Satchidananda Vigraha, a form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, not a material form. The Shankyites, or Jnanis, deny the material form, and the devotees also know very well that the Absolute Truth, Bhagavan, has no material form. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govindam Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. The conception of the Absolute without hands and legs and the conception of the Absolute with hands and legs are apparently contradictory, but they both coincide with the same truth about the Supreme Absolute Person. Therefore, the word Vastu Nistayo, which is used herein, indicates that both the yogis and Shankyites have faith in the reality, but are arguing about it from the different viewpoints of material and spiritual identities. Parabrahman, or Brihat, is the common point. The Shankyites and yogis are both situated in that same Brahman, but they differ because of different angles of vision. The directions given by the Bhakti Shastra point one in the perfect direction because the Supreme Personality of Godhead says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, only by devotional service am I to be known. The Bhaktas know that the Supreme Person has no material form, whereas the Jnanis simply deny the material form. One should therefore take shelter of the Bhakti Marg, the path of devotion, then everything will be clear. Jnanis concentrate on the Virat Rupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord. This is a good system in the beginning for those who are extremely materialistic, but there is no need to think continuously of the Virat Rupa. When Arjuna was shown the Virat Rupa of Krishna, he saw it, but he did not want to see it perpetually. He therefore requested the Lord to return to his original form as two-armed Krishna. In conclusion, learned scholars find no contradictions in the devotees' concentration upon the spiritual form of the Lord, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. In this regard, Srila Madhavacharya says that less intelligent non-devotees think that their conclusion is the ultimate, but because devotees are completely learned, they can understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal. A Astiti nastiti chavasti nastayor, ekastayor vina virudabhart dharmano, avekshitam kinchina yoga syankyayo, samam param hi anakulam brihatat. There are two parties, namely the theist and the atheist. The theist who accepts the super soul finds the spiritual cause through mystic yoga. The Shankyite, however, who merely analyzes the material elements, comes to a conclusion of impersonalism and does not accept the supreme cause, whether Bhagavan, Paramatma, or even Brahman. Instead, he is preoccupied with the superfluous external activities of material nature. Ultimately, however, both parties demonstrate the absolute truth because although they offer opposing statements, their object is the same ultimate cause. They are both approaching the same Supreme Brahman, to whom I offer my respectful obeisances. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the two classes of transcendentalists are given. However, Prabhupada refers to them as theists and atheists. In the schools of education, in my school days, in college, they described it as sarvakalpa samadhi and nirvakalpa samadhi. That those who are bhaktas or devotees are known as the sarvakalpa samadhi. They reach their perfection by worshiping God with all qualities. And the other class, referred to here as atheists, are the nirvikalpa samadhi. They say that God has no qualities. He has no hands. He has no feet. We also agree. God has transcendental hands. He has transcendental feet. His hands and feet are not like ours. And he's known in three features, according to the Vaishnava Shastra. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Sabdyate. Krishna is understood in three phases. Brahman, Brahmeti, the effulgence that is coming from the deity. Paramatma, the Lord, who is situated within the heart of every living entity and every atom. Andantarasta, Paramanu Chayantarasta, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when one understands Brahman, Srila Prabhupada explains, then one understands Sat, or eternality. When one focuses on the Brahman, on the effulgence that's coming from the Lord, then one can understand that the Lord is eternal, I am eternal. Even though I have this body, I'm within this body, I am something which is beyond the body, I am eternal, full of knowledge and full of blissfulness. But only when one understands Paramatma, or the Lord that's situated within the heart of all living entities, can one understand knowledge and eternality. Sat-chit. And ultimately, the devotees, and only devotees, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, bhaktya mama vijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvata, only the devotees understand Bhagavan. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasasriya. That person who is unlimited strength, unlimited wisdom, unlimited beauty, etc. And when one understands Bhagavan, by serving Bhagavan, then and only then can one appreciate Sat, Chit, and Ananda, knowledge, eternality, and bliss. We see, practically, before I became a devotee, I was attending the Vedanta Society, and there I would have tea and crackers with the old ladies and men. Literally. And study the Vedanta. And something was missing. It was a little bit, as they might say, dry as toast. There was no bliss. Nobody even smiled. Literally. And then later, by Krishna's grace, I met devotees in San Francisco, like Banabhata Prabhu. I went to the San Francisco temple on Valencia Street, and he was there standing in front of Lord Jagannath singing, "Lord of the universe, kindly be visible unto me," in English, for Arti. And I was sitting in the back, and he came up to me and said, "Can you please stand up?" I was like, "Okay, Lord of the universe, kindly be visible." And they had this 6-foot juggernaut. Isn't it? Just this huge juggernaut. Baladev and Subhadra. And I thought, this is a little bit different than Vedanta. Plus, there was no tea and crackers. There was jalebis and nectar drink. And I thought, this is a little more blissful. This has Ananda. This has some spiritual bliss in comparison to the impersonalists, who Srila Prabhupada points out here are atheists. So many times we see the Mayavadis and the Sunyavadis, Nirvisesavadis, and because Prabhupada points out, they don't know what is to be done. They say, not this, not that. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. Spirit is truth and the material world is false. But because they don't have any positive spiritual activity, they don't know what is to be done, they end up performing altruism. Let's just perform altruistic and philanthropic activities. And even oftentimes we see, especially in Christian groups who are Mayavadis, in Hindu groups that are Mayavadi, that they dwell on, if you worship God, you'll get some wonderful benediction. Isn't God great? God has given me this, and God has given me that, and God has given me, if we just become good spiritual people, we'll get all the blessings of this material universe. But the Vaishnav Shastra says just the opposite. If you like this material world, don't go worship Lord Krishna. Don't go, what is the actual verse? Don't go to the Jamuna and see the cowherd boy. Because first thing is, Krishna is known as Hari. He takes everything away. And even our philosophy points out, Queen Kunti herself pointed out, as a woman, that just too much addicted. Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri Edamana Marak Puman. One who's too addicted to Janma, good birth, Aishvarya, wealth, Shruta, education, Shri, so-called beauty. Edamana Madak is intoxicating. So oftentimes we see so-called spiritualists, they want to get Janma, Aishvarya, Shruta, Shri. But the devotees, the actual servants of Lord Krishna, they want to feelingly pray Jai Radha Madhava. And therefore, they're not addicted to Janma, Aishvarya, Shruta, Shri. They know that all these things are actually impediments to my spiritual life. That to have a wonderful birth, to be very wealthy, to be a so-called learned scholar, and to have amazing beauty, that these are impediments to chanting and engaging in devotional service. And therefore, the Vaishnava Shastra says, I just want my mind, Kunti says, I just want my mind to constantly flow to Krishna. I don't want these material things. I don't want some kind of mundane benediction. I don't want to engage in material activities, but I want to engage in actual spiritual activities of chanting, dancing, worshiping, serving, praying. So the Vaishnav Shastras, it's pointing out here, this argument has been going on for thousands of years, the Sarvakalpa Samadhi and Nirvakalpa Samadhi. Prabhupada does say that they're both transcendentalists, although one is a theist and one is an atheist. And Srila Prabhupada points out that the absolute truth is the goal of both. But clearly, the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedic literatures state that bhakti yoga, or engagement in devotional service, worshiping the Lord, with form and with attributes, is the highest, because in actuality, Krishna is a person. Krishna does have a form. The formless comes from him. The Brahman effulgence emanates from him. But even those who attain that Brahman at the end of this life, one who goes to Brahman has to come back again to this material world, because in the Brahman there's no activity. There's no devotional service in the Brahma effulgence. Therefore, one has to return again to the material world to take up visiting the sick and feeding the poor. Nice altruistic activities. Until one comes to the point of realizing that real activity, real performance of spiritual works is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by directly engaging in devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So the path is very clear, and one should understand what is the path of the bhakti yoga, bhakti yogi, and what is the path of impersonalists. Even the impersonalists, Prabhupada refers here to the Shankyites, even Shankara, what was this? Even this one great saint, what was it? Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudamate. Shankaracharya, at the end of his life, he was with his disciples. They were passing by a grammarian who said that the ultimate is to understand Sanskrit grammar. And he told his disciples no, and the disciples of the grammarian, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam mudamate. Just worship Govinda. Worship Govinda, you fools and rascals. This is what it's meant for. And he went on to say, I forget the Sanskrit, but it's in that song. How does it go? When one is, I'll have to look it up for you next time. But the idea is that only when one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages in His service, does one actually get freedom from the modes of material nature. And therefore he said, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam mudamate. So even the impersonalists are saying this, and is a deep, deep understanding of the personal and impersonal paths. Srila Prabhupada has put serious purports in these next few verses, 2-3 pages of purport, to try to hammer home the understanding of personalism versus impersonalism. So any questions or instruction? That's another one. Jiva Mukta, something. I forget how it goes. That one becomes a Jiva Mukti, a liberated soul. Huh? Something like that. That one can become Jiva Mukti by engaging in the Lord's eternal service. This was Shankaracharya. So any discussion, it was very long purport. I'm sorry to go a little over. 2.5 pages. Anyone says something about impersonalism? You don't like the tea or toast over there? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Forget that verse.